Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I want to tell you about the fact that, in fact, that we mentioned it earlier. Today is 1,000 days. 1,000 days since the deadly Hamas invasion. And what is amazing is there's apparently over 1,000 projects already completed across the region. I find this unbelievable. Listen to this. The Tacoma Directorate, tasked with rehabilitating the Gaza border areas in the wake of the deadly Hamas invasion on October the 7th, 2023, issued a progress report yesterday, and that was to mark the 1,000 days since the massacre. Some 1,200 people were slaughtered, we know, when thousands of terrorists poured over the border, thousands wounded, 251 kidnapped in the Gaza Strip. And, the state director operating with a 17 billion shekel budget, that's $5.7 billion, spread over 5 years from 2024 to 2028. By the end of 2025, it had spent $3.9 billion, representing about 67% of the total. The current year's budget stands at $940 million. Over 92% of the region's residents are back home, joined, and this is the part that blew me away, joined by 5,000 new residents. So not only are 92% of the residents of the Gaza envelope back home, but an additional 5,000 new residents have moved there. It's cited by the Central Statistics, which had reported in December that there were 65,000 residents in the region compared to 62,000 on the eve of October 7th, and the state is aiming to bring 124,000 residents there by 2030. I find this incredible. I've got a lot more detail, but I believe Benji has joined us. Benji, a very good morning. Thank you for joining. How are you?
Very well yourself. How are you?
I am good. I was telling our listeners that you aren't necessarily a morning person, but we don't judge. No judgment here whatsoever.
Well, I certainly don't think you can judge in the middle of winter, Howard.
To be fair. And especially a cold winter's day, not just a normal one. So, yes. Yeah, right. Benji, so I happened to stumble across this article, which irritated me because I would have loved you to have sent it to us. But I stumbled across this brilliant article that you wrote in the Common Sense about these mumblings of it's the Jews, really. They obviously are behind this whole xenophobic thing and marches because our goal is what to rip South Africa apart. That's really the narrative. But tell me about where this narrative exists and how it is how it's manifesting.
Yeah, thank you. So, I mean, if people do want to see whenever I write things, I do it sort of every second week in this Common Sense, which is this online newspaper. Mm-hmm. So people can see that sort of thing there. And the article that I put there for people was an interesting case where a guy had found some Zionist organization and was talking about how the evil Zionists were undermining South Africa. And I didn't really recognize the organization, so I went and looked at it. And what I found was that most of the people who had been involved with that organization were dead. And I just thought it was a very interesting metaphor for how people are seeing some of the politics in South Africa at the moment, because you have this very interesting thing where people are trying to cover up their xenophobia with their anti-Semitism. And that was kind of the gist of the article.
Yeah, and I mean, I have seen a few people on Facebook, a few politicians and a few people trying to breathe life into this. Have they had any success?
Well, I thought the most instructive response to the whole thing was the head of March on March, who is a woman by the name of Jacinda Ngubisa. And somebody actually asked her at a press conference, they said, well, are the Israelis behind these marches? And you should see it's like a very genuine fury that she has. When she responds, she says, listen, I've never been there. I don't know who these people are. I don't know any of this stuff. And why are you using a foreign conflict, basically, to this particular local issue? I have no interest in in bringing
yes, because what it does is it actually
problems.
It what it does is it undermines the issue itself. It completely detracts from it because it says that, well, this is not genuine. And there might be concerns about that in terms of local politics, but certainly it really does undermine the whole notion by suggesting that this is the Zionists.
Yeah, and she was kind of much more blatant about it. She says she actually finds it quite racist because she said, you know, here are effectively, she called it, black people who are organizing, and suddenly as soon as they organize in a way which, you know, some people find problematic, then suddenly this is an external plot. And what I was trying to say in the piece is that there's no doubt that xenophobia in this country is organized. There are people behind it, and there are you know, people who benefit from this kind of incitement, like we saw in 2008 and 2021 and 2015. But there are real root causes to this kind of stuff, including unemployment and the way that the economy operates and how people think about other Africans and a range of things which are very real and very difficult and have to be dealt with. But you can't deal with them. You can't heal a broken leg by prescribing some kind of radiation therapy. So unless you can actually understand what the problem is, you're not going to be able to find a solution.
Yeah, it's in terms of an approach. You wrote the article. We're speaking about it now. Do we maybe achieve the opposite of what we want to achieve by you writing about us talking about it, in that it gives it more legitimacy than it deserves? I always wonder about this, I wanted to hear your thoughts.
I mean, I mean, obviously, I understand what you're saying in terms of this, but if the head of March and March is having to actually repudiate this particular allegation, then it's no longer a marginal enough issue that you know, we're giving it prominence, because clearly the people who are actually involved with the issue are hearing about it. And I tried to approach the article in a way that was halfway between sort of a serious analysis
yes, I love
exasperation
that.
and some satire, just to try and put across the point that whilst this is a serious issue, we mustn't take it too seriously.
Absolutely. Benji, we do need to leave it there. Thank you, as always.